I'm Emily McCord. Thanks for listening to 88.5 WFDD, public radio for the Piedmont. The nation is still digesting the news out of Ferguson that there'll be no indictment for the officer who killed an unarmed black 18-year-old. Reports of unrest continue to come in from Missouri, protests, clashes with police, and in some cases, violence. I spoke with Cammie Chavis-Simmons. She's a professor at Wake Forest University who studies police culture. And she says the reaction to the news is taking away from the lessons that we can learn from it.
It overshadows the larger problem, which is the problem that precipitated this in the first place. And that is how poor communities, communities of color, how they are policed. There's been a lot of training. I understand that from folks on the ground that a lot of the law enforcement officials in Ferguson, in St. Louis County, have been undergoing civil disobedience training and the like. And so just over the last few months, we've seen what an improvement that can make, and that by calling attention to some of those heavy-handed tactics in the beginning, perhaps we've seen some restraint that's been shown in the last couple of days.
You talk about training as a way to improve relationships between the police and the public. You know, in Greensboro, for example, they talk about surveillance, body-worn cameras by police officers. Where does that fall into it for you?
Body-worn cameras, dash cameras. I think all of that could be helpful for a number of reasons. First and foremost, it's transparency. You know, because there was no body camera, we don't know exactly what happened and what transpired. But there are lots of policies and things that need to be addressed as well. When do we turn these cameras on? Are the officers responsible for downloading the footage and giving the footage to their sergeant or their supervisor? Contact with that, and there can't be no tampering with it. So, and also, I should say, as a former prosecutor, you know, the body cameras are a great crime prevention tool as well.
So we're talking about training, possible surveillance. What other types of things could help better improve the relationship between the police and the public?
I think that what people would like to see in not only in Ferguson, but in many municipalities across the nation, is that when we have these incidents, you want officers to be held accountable. That can mean different things depending on the situation. But for any time a citizen makes a complaint against an officer, it's not necessarily going to be justified, but we can keep records of about that. We can make sure that the process for a citizen making a complaint about an officer is a fair process. We can make sure that if an officer has received numerous complaints, which is often the case, and so those officers need to be identified, they need to be properly supervised, they need to be properly disciplined, and if it's appropriate, they need to be terminated. So these are just a few things, I think, that could be important.
You know, this isn't isolated, obviously, to Ferguson. In Missouri, what's the takeaway that communities here can look to as we move forward?
I think as we move forward, we need to understand a lot of different things. We need to understand first that most police officers, they have a very dangerous job. They're trying to do that job in a professional manner. I think that we do need to understand that there are tensions, and I think President Obama said it. We're not communities of color. We're not making this up. We're not making this up that there have been some very egregious abuses taking place within the community. And so this is where this pain and anger that we talked about, this is where that comes from. So I think that that's important. I also think that we do need to see greater diversity on police forces, but we need to see that diversity not only in the rank and file officers, but with the police executives as well. But that's also, it's often a simplistic solution, because if you have a problem in your police department, if you have a culture of group loyalty, a culture of aggressive policing, then having a diverse police force is not going to cure that.